Yes, indeed. We are both awaiting your phone call or text questions. Any kind of a home improvement question, we welcome yours, of course, as we always do, either by phone or by text. That number is 651-461-9226. Again, 651-461-9226. Andy Lindis, good morning.
Good morning, Denny. How are you today?
I'm doing quite well. Brand new month. Can you believe it? I mean, June 1st. Where did the time go?
No kidding, huh?
Yeah, but
no
it's been a, and you and I talk about this every week, it's been a good one for work, not only for the workers, but for Lindis Construction and the clients as well, the customers as well. You're getting a lot of stuff done.
Yeah, you know, the first quarter of this year was like unlike any first quarter we've had in on memory. You know, we were able to install all year. We really never had any big weather days or weather delays or crazy cold or blizzards or you name it. It was great. So we were way ahead of schedule, way ahead of where we were at this point last year, which gives us the opportunity to actually, you know, have palatable lead times for everyone, whether it's decking, window, siding, roofing. You know, where most of our product lines are anywhere from 6 to maybe 10 weeks out. Which normally this time of year it's 10 to maybe 16 weeks out, depending on the project. So way ahead of where we were at this point last year, which is exciting. Window guys are doing some pretty awesome things, and we've been able to increase production there, both in our staining facility and out in the field. And so yeah, no, everything is going awesome. A little bit of rain here, but you know, that can stop anytime. We've had our fair share of rain, but it seems like for the most part, Denny, it's been, you know, it's not been complete day washouts. It's not like where nobody could do anything at all. It's been, you know, hit and miss or just in the afternoons.
But considering what we in the surrounding CCO land had to deal with the drought situation, this is welcome news. You know, things are really
I know, yeah. You know, it's flooding out some things, and you get a little bit farther south. You know, we have an office that we work with in the Iowa area, and I know they've had some flooding and some big winds, and a little bit farther south of that, some tornado stuff, and you know that can stay away. But we'll take this type of wind and rain. No hail. We don't want anything damaged. But
no.
I'll take a little bit more rain than what we had last year. That drought was not fun to deal with.
And I'm sure you, like a lot of us, hearing and seeing all these news stories about these tremendous, terrible storms in other parts of the country with hailstones that are just massive. You don't need that. I mean, nobody needs that.
And fortunate it hasn't been up here, but again, it's still those storms are something to pay attention to around the country, because it does drive material prices at times or availability of materials. And that's something that we talk about with our folks at GAF and LP and any place else we source materials on the regular basis. And that's the nice thing about, you know, our line of materials is it is fluid. So when storms do happen up here, we steal materials from around the country, and as storms are happening around the country, they're stealing materials from us.
Looking at a text from a listener that came in early this morning about decks or decking. Could you please ask Lindis if I could still get a new deck built this year? It kind of goes back to what we just said about getting jobs done. What about decks specifically?
You know, our ability to get out and take a look at your deck, you know, usually we can get out and take a look within, you know, 1 to 3 weeks, put together an estimate right there on the spot for you, and if you say yes there, then yeah, we can get it done this year. But I'm willing to bet that if you wait, you know, 4 to 8 weeks, that might not be the case.
Okay. Word to the wise then. Yeah, in fact, I should mention here that if you have any particular project, you can always find out what the deal is. Just call Lindis, 844-9-LINDIS, during the week, and ask them, 844-9-LINDIS, about whatever. Could be roofing. What's the story about the so we got a lot of interest since you started talking about those solar shingles type of deal. What's going on with that now? Keep us surprised.
You know, we're putting numbers to it. We're going to find, like we talked about, I think last week, the first 20 homes we're given an extra discount, which, you know, on the average job is going to be, you know, between $2,000 to $4,000, depending how large the system is that you install. But we're going to be testing it on 20 houses, and we met again this past week with the GAF Energy folks, and we're going to be ordering some materials in direct at Linus Instruction, have on hand, and that we're going to try it out. I think I'm pretty excited about it. There is no other product like this on the market. There's really, again, looking at one of the systems that was designed, the payback in like the 6-year range, Denny, which is pretty awesome for solar in our area. But it's not going to work on every home. And the nice part about it is, Jake from GAF Energy had the GAF Energy, used our system, our software system, to try to figure out if solar was allowed on his home, and GAF Energy says no, and had a different one of the other solar companies, local Twin City solar companies, if solar was allowed on his home, and GAF Energy says no, and had a different one of the other solar companies, local Twin City solar companies out, and they said, yeah, we can put a 10 kW system on your home, and which is a lie. And if you start to research anything about solar companies, there's nothing positive about solar panels that I can find online from a business standpoint, from a consumer standpoint, meaning I can't find business owners that sell solar that like it or have good luck with it or have better reviews because of it or better profits because of it. And I can't find consumers that typically like their solar systems, 3, 4, 5 years down the road. The best part about our solar system is it has an energy guarantee that is make good every 5 years, meaning that if the solar system that we install on your house, the solar shingle from GAF, doesn't produce, say, it's only doing 90% of what we said it was going to do, and that system costs $10,000. So we're going to refund you 10% of what that system costs. So at the 5-year mark, you get a $1,000 check. Or we will add more solar panels to your roof in order to get the energy level up to what we guaranteed the energy mark would be. And then why it's done every 5 years, and this is every 5 years for 25 years, Denny, that GAF is backing this. And there's not a guarantee like that in the solar industry anywhere. And that's the coolest thing about this. This is what makes me excited. Because for us, reputation is everything. And if I start installing something that's is not going to do what it says it's going to do, that's really bad for us. So this is why we've tested solar, for 20 years now. And this is the first time I've ever been comfortable offering it to all of my customers. And why I'm comfortable doing that is because when we look at your home, we're going to be able to, within, no levels of doubt, this is what we can do, when we can do it, and how much energy it can produce and what the costs are. So all of the upfront information that is going to let that consumer make a decision, and most importantly, make the right decision, and they can't come back to us and say that we gave them bad information, it's made me way comfortable. The more I get into this and the more I look into it and the more we test it, Denny, the more and more comfortable I'm getting with it. But again, after these 20 homes, I could find out that, hey, this isn't what we thought it was going to be, or this is the pricing isn't quite where it needs to be yet, and who knows. But I'm pretty confident that this is going to be something that we're installing for years and years and years.
That's good to hear. I know we have to take a break. When we come back, do something. Since this is radio, we can't hold it up to the TV camera. When we come back, why don't you describe to listeners what this GAF product actually looks like, how it compares to not the old style, but what we've come to know with shingles. If you're just joining us, Andy Lynn is answering those home improvement questions any kind. Didn't have to be about roofing. 651-461-9226. Let's kind of describe what you're talking about when we come back here on News Talk 830 WCCO. WCCO. 63 degrees in the Twin Cities on our way to near 77 today, and a small chance of showers tomorrow with highs then around 79 or so. 63 now on this Saturday morning. Denny Long along with Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction in the midst of our home improvement show, welcoming any kind of a home improvement question you may have at 651-461-9226. Andy, let's back up a little bit and talk about the shingles that you're kind of excited about, and we'll see what happens, of course, but what do they look like? Describe those for us, if you would.
You know, you can definitely tell that they're solar panel, but unlike ordinary solar panels, these are actually shingles, an install similar to shingles. And their flash a little bit different. Of course, they're going to be shinier. They're not going to look exactly like the shingle. But the nice part about this is nothing is puncturing the roof. So, you know, I've been in peer networking groups and work with groups of contractors for 25, 30 years, the same groups of people. And the three companies that I know, two of them out of California, that have installed solar for quite some time, shared this statistic with me, that 88% of the solar panels that they installed over the top of other roofing had some type of service. Most of that service needed was leaking. So 88% of the panels that they installed needed a service. And I've seen some companies or heard of some companies were saying like every, you can just count on that over time, every single one of these panels will need to be serviced to make sure that they do not leak. Because you're asking something to last 30 years, but what's stopping it not from leaking is glue or some type of caulking or silicone, which isn't going to last. And you're heating, those panels create so much heat sometimes beyond them or below them. You're asking the materials to do things that they're not meant to do. So they do need to be maintained or you're going to have some service. And as you know, leaks in your roof can, when not addressed, can lead to hundreds if not thousands of dollars worth of damage.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But you will keep us aware of, you know, the progress of this this whole new thing that you're kind of excited about. So
yeah, the nice part about it, Denny, is there's nothing that, no exposed fasteners, it installs just like an ordinary shingle. So when you're installing it, nailing it on and flashing it just like you would a shingle, now you can actually say, all right, the 25-year, 30-year lifespan of this panel is going to match the lifespan of the roof. And we're able to put the similar warranty on it all. And now we're going to be testing some Class 4 shingles that go along with it. Now, the panels themselves, I saw we had a text about asking about hail. They do not have a Class 4 rating. I do know that they have survived some pretty large hail. So it's not going to be something that breaks down, but they can get damaged from hail, and we may have to work with your insurance company. But the warranty is an array goes bad, it's replaced. An inverter goes bad, it's replaced. That's the other part about the warranty with our panels, Denny, is where usually it's just the panel that's covered under the warranty, being that this is all under one roof, GAF, no pun intended, GAF Energy is backing all of this. Meaning that every aspect of the roof, of the solar, of the project is going to be under the same warranty. That way you don't have to worry about who to call when something goes bad. You know. And this is a horror story I've heard customers say, like, yeah, my solar panels are working fine, but the wiring or the inverter went bad. Well, Denny, an inverter might be $4,000.
Ew.
So imagine that. Now you're covered on everything. Now you got to stick another $4,000 into your system. What does that do to the ROI? I mean, think about yourself. Do you even spend $4,000 a year in electricity? So it's something that you have to think about. In solar, there's probably nothing more. I can tell you this. When it comes to roofing, there isn't a single thing that a consumer should probably research more outside of solar when it comes to putting it on your own home. Meaning you better know the exact warranty, what's going on, how much it's going to produce, what the costs are, what your rebates are, what your potential tax credit could be. Put all of that out front and do your due diligence up front. It's going to take some time. You're probably talking about 90 minutes of total time to really figure it out. And if you put your time and effort into that, I think you're going to be making a much smarter decision as a consumer.
Thinking how parts of the day it's pretty shady around our house. So what's the deal with solar? Linda's obviously has to be pretty careful, pretty choosy about what house can handle this stuff, right?
Yeah, it's going to factor in tree cover, snow cover, and this is why we are comfortable with a 5-year average. Telling you it's going to generate our guaranteed amount of power that it's going to generate is this much over 5 years. And so far, it has exceeded our guaranteed amount. So I haven't seen an example yet of one that wasn't exceeding our guaranteed energy output amount across the country. Remember, we've used these around the country for 5-6 years now. So they've been testing this in the southern part of the United States for quite some time, and now it's just getting to the northern climate because it's, you know, we're lucky enough to, Denny, that we get launched here at Generation 4. And because it's Generation 4, it's generating a little bit more energy and makes it the payback much better for us up here.
What about labor, the installation? Is it a tough job to put, you know, a long job? Is it a lot of work involved in the application?
It's going to add about a day to the actual installation of everything, and then maybe another day of the electrician there. So it could potentially turn a 1-1.5 day installation into a 2 or 3 day installation. But, and it's a little bit more expensive because you have to get a licensed electrician to come out and take a look at it. But again, all of that's factored into the estimates up front. That's the nice part. You get an estimate from Lindus for roofing. We have the capability of at least showing you if solar's a possibility and what those costs are.
Yeah, up front. No sleepless nights. Yeah.
No sleepless nights.
All right, hang on, Andy. We're going to take a break and have a look at that forecast, see what the weatherman is saying for the rest of the weekend and this coming week. And then we'll have about another half hour of the Home Improvement Show to go. We're going to pick up on some text questions. If you have any kind of a home improvement question, love to hear from you either by phone or by text, 651-461-9226. It's the 1st of June. It's a Saturday here on News Talk 830. This is WCCO. Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to our Home Improvement Show. Denny along with Andy Lindus from Lindus Construction, L-I-N-D-U-S. We'll get you their phone number if you need to any particular work, roofing, siding, windows maybe, those great leaf guard gutters, especially with all the rain. I bet, Andy Lindus, that Lindus is getting more calls these days with a little more of a wet spring than usual, eh?
Yeah, for sure. Our gutter crews are quite busy, as you can imagine. Not only it's just the amount of rain, we've had some pretty heavy gully washers in areas where people have had some wet basements. And see, we have a text about drain tile and the difference between the outside and the inside drain tile. As you know, as you're building a house, when they put that drain tile on the outside of the foundation, the point is to try to make sure you're gathering the water and getting it away from the house before it gets to your basement. Where you're seeing guys like Jesse Treble's company, Safe Basements, come into the inside of your home and they'll have to do some jackhammer work and put the drain tile down the inside into a sub pump and then pumped out of your home. That's if you have a significant water problem in your basement. And I do know that it is a fixable thing, but if you don't have water in your basement, and then I wouldn't worry too much about whether that they're putting this on the outside. But if you're worried about it, and this is, I don't know if they're building a home here, and that's why they're seeing this drain tile go on the outside of the home. I would put it on the inside. And this is why a lot of times you'll see like a dry sub pump basket. They have the drain tile inside, and they don't have a sub pump installed because there's never been any water in the basket. But and then at least it's all there. It's way cheaper to do it during the construction during now than to worry about it down the road.
I would think, yeah. 651.
It's $10,000-$12,000 sometimes to come in and tear up a basement and put one of those systems in.
And think of all the bother that you're without a basement for a while. You know.
Whether, yes, sir.
Yeah, it's a whole other thing. 651-461-9226. A different question this morning, Andy. Texter says, is it necessary to go around a new home build and plug small holes for mice, etc., or will the spray foam plug everything up? If so, what would you use? I wonder where they're putting spray foam. as far as new construction.
Well, yeah, I'm wondering if they're thinking that they all of these holes on the outside of their home that don't have to be caulked or sealed or whatever the case may be, say where like the plumbing goes in and out or whatever. I look at the stuff that comes in and out of my homes every year. Our homes, as we go through winter and summertime, tend to move. And anytime we're plumbing, electrical, dryer vents, things of that nature, that where critters can get in, those things can move and the silicones can break down. And years ago, in some of those areas, like where my dryer vent is and where I have one of my garden hoses, that I put some backer rod in there and then resealed it. And I look at that every year to make sure that it can't go. I know some people stuff the hole with steel wool and then seal it, but I just make sure that the silicone isn't cracked at all. And then it's usually pretty good, but those things move. So it's pretty rare, Denny, when I go around my house in the fall trying to winterize it, that I don't find something that needs more silicone or silicone that doesn't need to be fixed. So I can't remember a year where I walked around my house with the caulk gun and the winterizing material and not found things that need to be addressed, even though I do it every year. So our homes move. We have lots of weather events, and these materials just aren't meant to last forever. And it probably takes me 20 minutes a year, Denny, to make sure I don't have it. And then after I do that, because I live out in the country, I take that peppermint essential oil on whatever type of rigs, and I put it in those areas that critters can get into, my attic spaces, any of my machinery that's going to be left out, my lawnmowers, things like that. I'm gonna put those rigs with some peppermint oil in there, and I've been critter-free for, ever since I've been taking those steps. It's got to be about a decade now.
Yeah, because they can get into the smallest holes and cracks, those the mice. And I remember years ago, probably over 20 years ago, I had a pest control company come over, and they caulked like you suggested, but they also filled anything larger than whatever it was with a copper mesh, not steel wool, but a copper mesh. And I have to this day, and I think this was about 1999, never have I had a critter inside the house, ever.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, so it's a thought. Say, we have a phone call. Let's pick up on that question from Bob in St. Paul. Bob, thanks for hanging on. What is your question this morning?
My question has to do with the flooring underneath the wood floor. I had a small fire in my house, and the fire department put water all over the floor and kind of wrecked the floor, so I'm having the floor redone. And they're tearing up the floor, and I'm wondering about the squeaking boards underneath. Is there some specific type of screw I should be screwing into there to kind of tighten them down before they put the wood floor on?
So you're talking about your subfloor. I don't know about a specific screw, but it's worth going through there and screwing that as much as you can. Sometimes coming up from underneath the bottom side afterwards is a doable thing, but now that it's all up, I would look at trying to get those as tight and fastened as much as you possibly can.
All right. I appreciate it. If you have a home improvement question, you can do it either by phone or by text, 651-461-9226. Text that Andy that came in earlier this morning. Texas says, who should I contact to fix a bathroom exhaust fan leaking into the ceiling? It's a one-story home or a story and a half, leaking bathroom ceiling. What's that text about?
Sounds like their bath fan, which more than likely vents through the roof, is leaking up there. And it's when it leaks up on the roof, it's going to follow the bath fan down, and it can wreck the ceiling in the bathroom. So you're going to want to get a roofer out. We will gladly do that. We do repairs. So if you need us to come out and address your bath fan, reflash it and reseal it, make sure it doesn't leak anymore, and we'll inspect your entire roof at that time as well. So know that chances are, if you have one spot on your roof that's leaking, there's probably a couple things that need to be addressed, and this is a great time to do it. Maybe, spending a few hundred dollars to a couple of thousand dollars now is going to save you from having to spend, you know, $15,000, $20,000, $30,000 a year or 2 years from now, because there is no rotten wood to deal with. You don't have to replace the entire roof. Now you might have, there's a way that we can restore your roof in a fashion that it can last for, you know, another 5, 10, 15 years, depending on how old the shingles are.
Texter, I'm looking at yet another, a lot of interest in the solar shingles, but a listener says they have a solar system, 7,800 kilowatt. I do not love it, but I do not hate it, they say. The biggest thing with it, the issue is snow. The question is, with the shingles, how easy or hard is it to clear the snow off? Also, it took months to get my electric company to hook us up. What is your comment on that?
And it says, are the electric companies more on board? This is the nice part. We are the electric company. So we guarantee when the hookup's going to happen. This is one of the biggest complaints. They install the solar shingles and they sit there a year not getting hooked up. And not all utilities are built the same. Some utilities, and ours up here is getting better and better, but notoriously it was slow to play with the solar company. So it took a long time to, you know, you paid for the system. It's not generating anything. It's just sitting there. And with us, we will be able to factor that in, and we'll be able to tell you that we're going to install the shingles this day, and a couple days later, you're going to be hooked up, or this is when you're going to get hooked up. And if it's not hooked up, we're going to start paying, again, it's part of the guarantee, they'll start paying your energy bill until it is. So for whatever reason, if we run into problems with our electrician, but this is, it's all under one, you know, one umbrella. Doing the solar. It's not a, you know, four different companies getting involved. You don't have to worry about getting the solar company, the roofing company, the electrician, the manufacturer, everybody on the same page, because we are all one. We're GAF Energy, and we're going to take care of it, and you just got one point of contact, and that's Lindis Construction.
Boy, that makes a lot of sense.
And when it comes to snow, Denny, again, yeah, the guaranteed energy output, yes, when it's snow-covered, not going to generate as much energy. But we factored in how much snow we get annually, and we can factor in over a five-year period, this is how much energy we're going to guarantee that our system is going to produce.
And if anybody has information, they can just call you guys, right? 844-9-LINDIS?
Yes, sir. And when it comes to some of these other systems, not all of them have the same efficiencies. Not all solar systems perform as well underneath snow as the GAF energy shingle. Not all solar systems melt off in the same manner. So I can't speak to whatever they have installed here, you know, 7,800 kW. But, you know, again, they love it. They like it. Don't love it. For us,
yeah, we
sure hope you love whatever we do for you. And if you don't, then that's usually when we stop doing it. And this is why, you know, we take our time with these things. This isn't something we've gone into lightly. We've talked with GAF Energy for 2 years now, Denny. So it's we've been looking at this for quite some time. And I'm confident that the majority of our customers, if not all of them, are going to be looking at this for quite some time. And I'm confident that the majority of our customers, if not all of them, are going to love their solar system.
Excellent. Andy, hang on. We'll take a quick break. Be right back with the remaining minutes of our Home Improvement Show. Still have a question? By all means, call us or text us, 651-461-9226. This is from News Talk 830 WCCO. And we're back. This portion of our Home Improvement Show on 830-WCCO with Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction. If you want to get in touch with Lindis for whatever you might need, maybe you need insulation, maybe new roofing, or those leaf guard gutters now that we're getting a lot of rain. 844-9-LINDIS is the easiest number to remember and call them. Call them this coming week, 844-9-LINDIS. Andy, let's talk a little bit about steel siding. I'm looking at a text message that wants to know, does Lindis caulk around steel siding? Let's talk about how that's applied on a house. What's the process of putting steel siding on a home?
You know, not like the seams like you would LP, like on the edges, but anytime there's a perforation in there, that there's going to be some caulking involved. And again, now think of like steel and vinyl siding. which is, you know, still a lot of our homes in the Twin Cities metro areas. Think of how much those products expand and contract. And now you're asking silicone to never crack, leak, or break. What is it? What is a mouse or a critter need? Like a number two pencil?
That's what they claim, the size of a number two lead pencil.
Yeah. So, you know, it's not a big opening to create, you know, that the critter being able to get in there. So it's when that stuff expands and contracts, it needs to be addressed. And I have steel siding on my home. It's probably why, like I explained earlier this year, or earlier on this on the show, that every year I walk around with my caulk gun and the quad caulking folks. I got OSI and I got some of the black magic stuff for the roofing, and I take a look around my home and I almost every single year I'm adding some silicone somewhere. You know, it's steel siding. It moves. It expands and contracts. And as we go through, you know, from 30 below to 105, that's a big change in weather throughout the year. So it's lots of opportunity for our building materials to move and our silicones to break down.
We haven't talked about metal roofing, steel roofing in some time, but I see a text message just came in asking, can a metal roof be installed over a shingle roof?
Yes. Would I? Almost never. You know, from a cheap, quick fix, if I know that the underlayment's good, say, maybe like on a you know, 5 to 10 year old garage that I'm not worried, that's uninsulated, and I don't have to worry about venting, then yeah, I'd slap a metal roof maybe over the top of it. But just think about how much weight and stuff you're adding to it. And with our metal roofing, this should be the last roof you ever install. So why not tear it all down to the decking, make sure all the rotten wood's replaced. It's pretty rare. A roof that's 20 years old, Denny, like yeah. On average, we go through 2.5 sheets of plywood on every roof we install.
Mm.
So on average... Like, we can factor that in, that we're going to go through 2.5 sheets of plywood on every roof that we install, because around vents there's rotten wood, around pipes there's rotten wood. Most of those things were not flashed, and for a lot of those cases, ice and water shield might not have even been invented yet. So, and the way we install around, like, say a pipe vent, we're going to get down to the bare decking, we're going to take a piece of ice and water shield, cut a perfect hole in it, circle, go down over the pipe vent that way. Then we're going to put our piece of flashing over the top of that, or whatever, probably our lifetime tool pipe vent cover over the top of that. And then we're going to take another piece of ice and water shield, cut it in half. So just the top half of it is covered, that seal, and sealed again to the other ice and water shield. The reason why we do that is, should condensation happen somewhere on that pipe, now that it gives it between the one layer of ice and water shield, the flashing, and the other layer of ice and water shield up above that's not letting any water penetrate the boot as it's coming down the roof, should it get underneath the shingles. Again, these are all what ifs. But even then, there's a drainage plane. So if water does get underneath there, it's able to drain out. So we take all of those steps before we even install the roofing, because we know that worst case scenario, our roofing is going to last 50 years. When it comes to metal roofing, worst case scenario, you're going to have to paint it 35 years down the road. So if that's the case, why not take all of those steps and truly give this the last roof it needs, the last roof of your lifetime, maybe the house's lifetime. If we can go to homes that are 100 years old and see building materials that have lasted 100, 150 years old, or in some places a lot longer than that, we're capable of it today, and it just takes a few steps. And Denny, I think you had the best analogy when we were asked this question years ago, and it was you wouldn't paint a rusty car, would you?
No.
You know, let's get down to the bare metal, and then let's restore this thing back to its original beauty, and hopefully make it last longer than the original paint job did.
Back to a good preparation, always good.
Yes, sir, always.
We just have 2 minutes to go on the show, Andy. This texter, does peppermint oil repel raccoons? They love to be under our high deck, so we've used rags soaked with ammonia to prevent having a latrine there. Peppermint oil would sure smell better. Haven't heard that term latrine in quite quite a few years.
Yeah, it's a good use of the word latrine. It should. You know, the reason why, you know, anywhere like mothballs work, similar instances with the peppermint oil and why I put them in the attic, it's just as much for raccoons and squirrels as it is mice. So I would say that it would work. I would try it and see what happens.
Andy, this is a brand new month of June now, which is hard to believe, but I know Linda's has some special deals. In 20, 30 seconds, tell us about them, would you?
Yes, sir. We have free labor on installation of Infinity Windows by Marvin. That's 100% off of labor. And then 50% off labor on LeafGuard gutters and GAF asphalt roofing. So free labor on Infinity Windows by Marvin and 50% off labor on GAF roofing and LeafGuard gutters.
Fantastic. And again, the easiest number to remember and to give them a call this coming week, whatever you might need, 844-9-LINDIS. That's 844-9-LINDIS. Andy, I hope you have a good week, and let's try to get together next week if you have time.
Sounds wonderful, Denny. Thank you. Have a great day.
Good deal. And you as well. Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction. Yeah, give him a call. 844-9-LINDIS. Any questions? They'd be glad to answer them. 844-9-LINDIS. Now, what are we expecting weather before we send it to CBS News? Chances of showers and thunderstorms today, that's probably going to be diminishing. You may see a few where you are. But we hope to see a little bit of sunshine, gradual clearing later today. Highs near 77. Overnight tonight, skies will remain clear. Should be a nice night. 59, the overnight low. Very small chance of showers and thunderstorms for your Sunday, and that probably in the late afternoon. Right now, 63 degrees. Denny Long, thank you for your company. Yes, indeed, we are both awaiting your phone call or text questions. Any kind of a home improvement question, we welcome yours, of course, as we always do, either by phone or by text. That number is 651-461-9226. Again, 651-461-9226. Andy Lindis, good morning.
Good morning, Denny. How are you today?
I'm doing quite well. Brand new month. Can you believe it? I mean, June 1st. Where did the time go?
No kidding, huh?
Yeah, but
no
it's been a, and you and I talk about this every week, it's been a good one for work, not only for the workers, but for Linda's Construction and the clients as well, the customers as well. You're getting a lot of stuff done.
Yeah, you know, the first quarter of this year was like unlike any first quarter we've had in on memory. You know, we were able to install all year. We really never had any big weather days or weather delays or crazy cold or blizzards or you name it. It was great. So we were way ahead of schedule, way ahead of where we were at this point last year, which gives us the opportunity to actually, you know, have palatable lead times for everyone, whether it's decking, window, siding, roofing, you know, where most of our product lines are anywhere from 6 to maybe 10 weeks out. Which normally this time of year it's 10 to maybe 16 weeks out, depending on the project. So way ahead of where we were at this point last year, which is exciting. Window guys are doing some pretty awesome things, and we've been able to increase production there, both in our staining facility and out in the field. And so yeah, no, everything is going awesome. A little bit of rain here, but you know, that can stop anytime. We've had our fair share of rain, but it seems like for the most part, Denny, it's been, you know, it's not been complete day washouts. It's not like we've
had where
nobody could do anything at all. It's been, you know, hit and miss or just in the afternoons.
But considering what we in the surrounding CCO land had to deal with the drought situation,
yeah,
this is welcome news. You know, things are really
I know, yeah. You know, it's flooding out some things, and you get a little bit farther south. You know, we have an office that we work with in the Iowa area, and I know they've had some flooding and some big winds, and a little bit farther south of that, some tornado stuff, and you know that can stay away. But we'll take this type of wind and rain. No hail. We don't want anything damaged. But
no.
I'll take a little bit more rain than what we had last year. That drought was not fun to deal with.
And I'm sure you, like a lot of us, are hearing and seeing all these news stories about these tremendous, terrible storms in other parts of the country with hailstones that are just massive. You don't need that. I mean,
nobody
needs that. And
fortunate it hasn't been up here, but again, it's still those storms are something to pay attention to around the country, because it does drive material prices at times, or availability of materials. And that's something that we talk about with our folks at GAF and LP and any place else we source materials on the regular basis. And that's the nice thing about, you know, our line of materials is it is fluid. So when storms do happen up here, we steal materials from around the country, and as storms are happening around the country, they're stealing materials from us.
I'm looking at a text from a listener that came in early this morning about decks or decking. Could you please ask Lindis if I could still get a new deck built this year? It kind of goes back to what we just said about getting jobs done. What about decks specifically?
You know, our ability to get out and take a look at your deck, usually we can get out and take a look within, 1 to 3 weeks, put together an estimate right there on the spot for you, and if you say yes there, then yeah, we can get it done this year. But I'm willing to bet that if you wait, 4 to 8 weeks, that might not be the case.
Okay. Word to the wise then. Yeah, in fact, I should mention here that if you have any particular project, you can always find out what the deal is. Just call Lindis, 844-9-LINDIS, during the week, and ask them, 844-9-LINDIS, about whatever. Could be roofing. What's the story about the so we got a lot of interest since you started talking about those solar shingles type of deal. What's going on with that now? Keep us surprised.
You know, we're putting numbers to it. We're going to find, like we talked about, I think last week, the first 20 homes were given an extra discount, which, on the average job is going to be, between $2,000 to $4,000, depending how large the system is that you install. But we're going to be testing it on 20 houses, and we met again this past week with the GAF Energy folks, and we're going to be ordering some materials in direct at Lindis Construction to have on hand, and we're going to try it out. I think I'm pretty excited about it. There is no other product like this on the market. There's really, again, looking at one of the systems that was designed, the payback in like the 6-year range, Denny, which is pretty awesome for solar in our area. But it's not going to work on every home. And the nice part about it is, Jake from GAF Energy had the GAF Energy, used our system, our software system, to try to figure out if solar was allowed on his home, and GAF Energy says no, and had a different one of the other solar companies, local Twin City solar companies, if solar was allowed on his home, and GAF Energy says no, and had a different one of the other solar companies, local Twin City solar companies out, and they said, yeah, we can put a 10 kW system on your home, and which is a lie. And if you start to research anything about solar companies, there's nothing positive about solar panels that I can find online from a business standpoint, from a consumer standpoint, meaning I can't find business owners that sell solar that like it or have good luck with it or have better reviews because of it or better profits because of it. And I can't find consumers that typically like their solar systems, 3, 4, 5 years down the road. The best part about our solar system is it has an energy guarantee that is make good every 5 years, meaning that if the solar system that we install on your house, the solar shingle that from GAF, doesn't produce, say, it's only doing 90% of what we said it was going to do, and that system costs $10,000. So we're going to refund you 10% of what that system costs. So at the 5-year mark, you get a $1,000 check. Or we will add more solar panels to your roof in order to get the energy level up to what we guaranteed the energy mark would be. And then why it's done every 5 years, and this is every 5 years for 25 years, Denny, that GAF is backing this. And there's not a guarantee like that in the solar industry anywhere. And that's the coolest thing about this. This is what makes me excited. Because for us, reputation is everything. And if I start installing something that is not going to do what it says it's going to do, that's really bad for us. So this is why we've tested solar, for 20 years now. And this is the first time I've ever been comfortable offering it to all of my customers. And why I'm comfortable doing that is because when we look at your home, we're going to be able to, within, you know, no levels of doubt, this is what we can do, when we can do it, and how much energy it can produce and what the costs are. So all of the upfront information that is going to let that consumer make a decision, and most importantly, make the right decision, and they can't come back to us and say that we gave them bad information. It's made me way comfortable. The more I get into this and the more I look into it and the more we test it, Denny, the more and more comfortable I'm getting with it. But again, after these 20 homes, I could find out that, hey, this isn't what we thought it was going to be, or this is the pricing isn't quite where it needs to be yet, and who knows. But I'm pretty confident that this is going to be something that we're installing for years and years and years.
That's good to hear. I know we have to take a break. When we come back, do something. Since this is radio, we can't hold it up to the TV camera. When we come back, why don't you describe to listeners what this GAF product actually looks like, how it compares to not the old style, but what we've come to know with shingles. If you're just joining us, Andy Lind is answering those home improvement questions, any kind. It didn't have to be about roofing. 651-461-9226. Let's kind of describe what you're talking about when we come back here on News Talk 830 WCCO. 63 degrees in the Twin Cities on our way to near 77 today, and a small chance of showers tomorrow with highs then around 79 or so. 63 now on this Saturday morning. Denny Long along with Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction in the midst of our home improvement show, welcoming any kind of a home improvement question you may have at 651-461-9226. Andy, let's back up a little bit and talk about the shingles that you're kind of excited about, and we'll see what happens, of course, but what do they look like? Describe those for us, if you would.
You know, you can definitely tell that they're solar panel, but unlike ordinary solar panels, these are actually shingles, an install similar to shingles. And they're flash a little bit different. Of course, they're going to be shinier. They're not going to look exactly like the shingle. But the nice part about this is nothing is puncturing the roof. So, you know, I've been in peer networking groups and work with groups of contractors for 25, 30 years, the same groups of people. And the three companies that I know, two of them out of California, that have installed solar for quite some time, shared this statistic with me, that 88% of the solar panels that they installed over the top of other roofing had some type of service. Most of that service needed was leaking. So 88% of the panels that they installed needed a service. And I've seen some companies, or heard of some companies, were saying that you can just count on that over time, every single one of these panels will need to be serviced to make sure that they do not leak. Because you're asking something to last 30 years, but what's stopping it not from leaking is glue or some type of caulking or silicone, which isn't going to last. And you're heating those panels, create so much heat sometimes beyond them or below them. You're asking the materials to do things that they're not meant to do. So they do need to be maintained, or you're going to have some service. And as you know, leaks in your roof can, when not addressed, can lead to hundreds, if not thousands of dollars worth of damage.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But you will keep us aware of, you know, the progress of this whole new thing that you're kind of excited about. So
yeah, the nice part about it, Denny, is there's nothing that, no exposed fasteners, It installs just like an ordinary shingle. So when you're installing it, nailing it on and flashing it just like you would a shingle, then now you can actually say, all right, the 25-year, 30-year lifespan of this panel is going to match the lifespan of the roof. And we're able to put the similar warranty on it all. And now we're going to be testing some Class 4 shingles that go along with it. Now, the panels themselves, I saw we had a text about asking about hail. They do not have a Class 4 rating. I do know that they have survived some pretty large hail. So it's not going to be something that breaks down, but they can get damaged from hail, and we may have to work with your insurance company. But the warranty is an array goes bad, it's replaced. An inverter goes bad, it's replaced. That's the other part about the warranty with our panels, Denny, is where usually it's just the panel that's covered under the warranty, being that this is all under one roof, GAF, no pun intended, GAF Energy is backing all of this. meaning that every aspect of the roof, of the solar, of the project is going to be under the same warranty. That way you don't have to worry about who to call when something goes bad, you know. And this is a horror story I've heard customers say, like, yeah, my solar panels are working fine, but the wiring or the inverter went bad. Well, Denny, an inverter might be $4,000. So imagine that. Now you're covered on everything. Now you got to stick another $4,000 into your system. What does that do to the ROI? I mean, think about yourself. Do you even spend $4,000 a year in electricity? So it's something that you have to think about. In solar, there's probably nothing more. I can tell you this. When it comes to roofing, there isn't a single thing that a consumer should probably research more outside of solar when it comes to putting it on your own home. Meaning you better know the exact warranty, what's going on, how much it's going to produce, what the costs are, what your rebates are, what your potential tax credit could be. Put all of that out front and do your due diligence up front. It's going to take some time. You're probably talking about 90 minutes of total time to really figure it out. And if you put your time and effort into that, I think you're going to be making a much smarter decision as a consumer.
Thinking how parts of the day it's pretty shady around our house. So what's the deal with solar? Linda's obviously has to be pretty careful, pretty choosy about what house can handle this stuff, right?
Yeah, it's going to factor in tree cover, snow cover, and this is why we are comfortable with a 5-year average. Telling you, it's going to generate our guaranteed amount of power that it's going to generate is this much over 5 years. And so far, it has exceeded our guaranteed amount. So I haven't seen an example yet of one that wasn't exceeding our guaranteed energy output amount across the country. Remember, we've used these around the country for 5-6 years now. So they've been testing this in the southern part of the United States for quite some time. And now it's just getting to the northern climate because it's, we're lucky enough, Denny, that we get launched here at Generation 4. And because it's Generation 4, it's generating a little bit more energy and makes it the payback much better for us up here.
What about labor, the installation? Is it a tough job to put, a long job? Is it a lot of work involved in the application?
It's going to add about a day to the actual installation of everything, and then maybe another day of the electrician there. So it could potentially turn a 1-1.5 day installation into a 2 or 3 day installation. But, and it's a little bit more expensive because you have to get a licensed electrician to come out and take a look at it. But again, all of that's factored into the estimates up front. That's the nice part. You get an estimate from Lindus for roofing. We have the capability of at least showing you if solar is a possibility and what those costs are.
Yeah, up front. No sleepless nights. Yeah.
No sleepless nights.
All right. Hang on, Andy. We're going to take a break and have a look at that forecast, see what the weatherman is saying for the rest of the weekend and this coming week. And then we'll have about another half hour of the Home Improvement Show to go. We're going to pick up on some text questions. If you have any kind of a home improvement question, love to hear from you either by phone or by text. 651-461-9226. It's the 1st of June. It's a Saturday here on News Talk 830. This is WCCO. Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to our Home Improvement Show. Danny Long along with Andy Lindus from Lindus Construction, L-I-N-D-U-S. We'll get you their phone number if you need to any particular work, roofing, siding, windows maybe, those great leaf guard gutters, especially with all the rain. I bet, Andy Lindus, that Lindus is getting more calls these days with a little more of a wet spring than usual, eh?
Yeah, for sure. Our gutter crews are quite busy, as you can imagine. Not only it's just the amount of rain, we've had some pretty heavy gully washers in areas where people have had some wet basements. And so we have a text about drain tile and the difference between the outside and the inside drain tile. As you know, as you're building a house, when they put that drain tile on the outside of the foundation, the point is to try to make sure you're gathering the water and getting it away from the house before it gets to your basement. Where you're seeing guys like Jesse Treble's company, Safe Basements, come into the inside of your home and they'll have to do some jackhammer work and put the drain tile down the inside into a sub pump and then pumped out of your home. That's if you have a significant water problem in your basement. And I do know that that it is a fixable thing, but if you don't have water in your basement, and then I wouldn't worry too much about whether that they're putting this on the outside. But if you're worried about it, and I don't know if they're building a home here, and that's why they're seeing this drain tile go on the outside of the home. I would put it on the inside. And this is why a lot of times you'll see like a dry sub pump basket. They have the drain tile inside, and they don't have a sub pump installed because there's never been any water in the basket. But and then at least it's all there. It's way cheaper to do it during the construction, during now, than to worry about it down the road.
I would think, yeah. 651.
It's $10,000, $12,000 sometimes to come in and tear up a basement and put one of those systems in.
And think of all the bother that you're without a basement for a while. You know.
Whatever. Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's a whole other thing. 651-461-9226. A different question this morning, Andy. Texter says, is it necessary to go around a new home build and plug small holes for mice, etc., or will the spray foam plug everything up? If so, what would you use? I wonder where they're putting spray foam. As far as new construction.
Well, yeah, I'm wondering if they're thinking that all of these holes on the outside of their home that don't have to be caulked or sealed or whatever the case may be, say where like the plumbing goes in and out or whatever. I look at the stuff that comes in and out of my homes every year. Our homes as we go through winter and summertime tend to move. And anytime we're plumbing, electrical, dryer vents, things of that nature, that where critters can get in, those things can move and the silicones can break down. And years ago, in some of those areas, like where my dryer vent is and where I have one of my garden hoses, that I put some backer rod in there and then resealed it. And I look at that every year to make sure that it can't go. I know some people stuff the hole with steel wool and then seal it, but I just make sure that the silicone isn't cracked at all. And then it's usually pretty good. But those things move. So it's pretty rare, Denny, when I go around my house in the fall trying to winterize it, that I don't find something that needs more silicone or silicone that doesn't need to be fixed. So I can't remember a year where I walked around my house with the caulk gun and the winterizing material and not found things that need to be addressed, even though I do it every year. So our homes move. We have lots of weather events, and these materials just aren't meant to last forever. And it probably takes me 20 minutes a year, Denny, to make sure I don't have it. And then after I do that, because I live out in the country, I take that peppermint essential oil on whatever type of rigs, and I put it in those areas that critters can get into, my attic spaces, any of my machinery that's going to be left out, my lawnmowers, things like that. I'm gonna put those rigs with some peppermint oil in there, and I've been critter-free for, ever since I've been taking those steps. It's got to be about a decade now.
Yeah, because they can get into the smallest holes and cracks, those the mice. And I remember years ago, probably over 20 years ago, I had a pest control company come over, and they caulked like you suggested, but they also filled anything larger than whatever it was with a copper mesh, not steel wool, but a copper mesh. And I have to this day, and I think this was about 1999, never have I had a critter inside the house, ever.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, so it's a thought. Say, we have a phone call. Let's pick up on that question from Bob in St. Paul. Bob, thanks for hanging on. What is your question this morning?
My question has to do with the flooring underneath the wood floor. I had a small fire in my house, and the fire department put water all over the floor and kind of wrecked the floor. So I'm having the floor redone, and they're tearing up the floor, and I'm wondering about the squeaking boards underneath. Is there some specific type of screw I should be screwing into there to kind of tighten them down before they put the wood floor on?
So you're talking about your subfloor. I don't know about a specific screw, but it's worth going through there and screwing that as much as you can. Sometimes coming up from underneath the bottom side afterwards is a doable thing, but now that it's all up, I would look at trying to get those as tight and fastened as much as you possibly can.
All right. I appreciate it. If you have a home improvement question, you can do it either by phone or by text, 651-461-9226. Text that Andy that came in earlier this morning. Text says, who should I contact to fix a bathroom exhaust fan leaking into the ceiling? It's a one-story home or a story and a half, leaking bathroom ceiling. What's that text about?
Sounds like their bath fan, which more than likely vents through the roof, is leaking up there. And it's when it leaks up on the roof, it's going to follow the bath fan down and it can wreck the ceiling in the bathroom. So you're going to want to get a roofer out. We will gladly do that. We do repairs. So if you need us to come out and address your bath fan, reflash it and reseal it, make sure it doesn't leak anymore, and we'll inspect your entire roof at that time as well. So know that chances are, if you have one spot in your roof that's leaking, there's probably a couple things that need to be addressed. And it's a great time to do it. Maybe, spending, a few hundred dollars to a couple of thousand dollars now is going to save you from having to spend, $15,000, $20,000, $30,000 a year or 2 years from now, because there is no rotten wood to deal with. You don't have to replace the entire roof. Now you might have, there's a way that we can restore your roof in a fashion that it can last for, another 5, 10, 15 years, depending on how old the shingles are.
Texter, I'm looking at yet another. A lot of interest in the solar shingles, but a listener says they have a solar system, 7,800 kilowatt. I do not love it, but I do not hate it, they say. The biggest thing with it, the issue is snow. The question is, with the shingles, how easy or hard is it to clear the snow off? Also, it took months to get my electric company to hook us up. What is your comment on that?
And it says, are the electric companies more on board? This is the nice part. We are the electric company. So we guarantee when the hookup's going to happen. This is one of the biggest complaints. They install the solar shingles, and they sit there a year not getting hooked up. And not all utilities are built the same. Some utilities, and ours up here is getting better and better, but notoriously it was slow to play with the solar company, so it took a long time to, you paid for the system. It's not generating anything, it's just sitting there. And with us, we will be able to factor that in, and we'll be able to tell you that we're going to install the shingles this day, and a couple days later, you're going to be hooked up, or this is when you're going to get hooked up. And if it's not hooked up, we're going to start paying. Again, it's part of the guarantee. They'll start paying your energy bill until it is. So for whatever reason, if we run into problems with our electrician, but this is it's all under one, one umbrella doing the solar. It's not four different companies getting involved. You don't have to worry about getting the solar company, the roofing company, the electrician, the manufacturer, everybody on the same page, because we are all one. We're GAF Energy, and we're going to take care of it. And you just got one point of contact, and that's Lindis Construction.
Boy, that makes a lot of sense.
And when it comes to snow, Denny, again, the guaranteed energy output, yes. When it's snow covered, not going to generate as much energy. But we factored in how much snow we get annually, and we can factor in over a five-year period, this is how much energy we're going to guarantee that our system is going to produce.
And if anybody has information, they can just call you guys, right? 844-9-LINDIS?
Yes, sir. And when it comes to some of these other systems, not all of them have the same efficiencies. Not all solar systems perform as well underneath snow as the GAF energy shingle. Not all solar systems melt off in the same manner. So I can't speak to whatever they have installed here, 7,800 kW. But, again, they love it. They like it, don't love it. For us?
Yeah.
We sure hope you love whatever we do for you. And
absolutely.
And if you don't, then that's usually when we stop doing it. And this is why, you know, we take our time with these things. This isn't something we've gone into lightly. We've talked with GAF Energy for 2 years now, Denny. So it's we've been looking at this for quite some time. And I'm confident that the majority of our customers, if not all of them, are going to be looking at this for quite some time. And I'm confident that the majority of our customers, if not all of them, are going to love their solar system.
Excellent. Andy, hang on. We'll take a quick break. Be right back with the remaining minutes of our home improvement show. Still have a question? By all means, call us or text us, 651-461-9226. This is from News Talk 830 WCCO. And we're back. This portion of our home improvement show on 830 WCCO with Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction. If you want to get in touch with Lindis for whatever you might need, maybe you need insulation, maybe new roofing, or those leaf guard gutters now that we're getting a lot of rain. 844-9-LINDIS is the easiest number to remember and call them. Call them this coming week, 844-9-LINDIS. Andy, let's talk a little bit about steel siding. I'm looking at a text message that wants to know, does Lindis caulk around steel siding? Let's talk about how that's applied on a house. What's the process of putting steel siding on a home?
You know, not like the seams like you would LP, like on the edges, but anytime there's a perforation in there, that there's going to be some caulking involved. And again, now think of like steel and vinyl siding, which is, you know, a lot of our homes in the Twin Cities metro areas. Think of how much those products expand and contract. And now you're asking silicone to never crack, leak, or break. And what is it? What does a mouse or a critter need? Like a number two pencil?
That's what they claim, the size of a number two lead pencil.
Yeah. So, you know, it's not a big opening to create, you know, that the critter being able to get in there. So it's when that stuff expands and contracts, it needs to be addressed. And I have steel siding on my home. It's probably why, like I explained earlier this year, or earlier on this on the show, that every year I walk around with my caulk gun and the quad caulking folks. I got OSI and I got some of the black magic stuff for the roofing, and I take a look around my home, and I almost every single year I'm adding some silicone somewhere. You know, it's steel siding. It moves, it expands and contracts, and as we go through, you know, from 30 below to 105, that's a big change in weather throughout the year. So lots of opportunity for our building materials to move and our silicones to break down.
We haven't talked about metal roofing, steel roofing in some time, but I see a text message just came in asking, can a metal roof be installed over a shingled roof?
Yes. Would I? Almost never. You know, from a cheap, quick fix, if I know that the underlayment's good, say maybe like on a you know 5 to 10 year old garage that I'm not worried that's uninsulated and I don't have to worry about venting, then yeah, I'd slap a metal roof maybe over the top of it. But just think about how much weight and stuff you're adding to it. And with our metal roofing, this should be the last roof you ever install. So why not tear it all down to the decking, make sure all the rotten wood's replaced? It's pretty rare. A roof that's 20 years old, Denny, like yeah. On average, we go through 2.5 sheets of plywood on every roof we install. So on average, like we can factor that in, that we're going to go through 2.5 sheets of plywood on every roof that we install, because around vents there's rotten wood, around pipes there's rotten wood. Most of those things were not flashed, and for a lot of those cases, ice and water shield might not have even been invented yet. So, and the way we install around like a pipe vent, we're going to get down to the bare decking. We're going to take a piece of ice and water shield, cut a perfect hole in it, circle, go down over the pipe vent that way. Then we're going to put our piece of flashing over the top of that, or whatever, probably our lifetime tool pipe vent cover over the top of that. And then we're going to take another piece of ice and water shield, cut it in half. So just the top half of it is covered, that seal, and sealed again to the other ice and water shield. The reason why we do that is, should condensation happen somewhere on that pipe, now that it gives it between the one layer of ice and water shield, the flashing, and the other layer of ice and water shield up above, that's not letting any water penetrate the boot as it's coming down the roof, should it get underneath the shingles. Again, these are all what ifs. But even then, there's a drainage plane. So if water does get underneath there, it's able to drain out. So we take all of those steps before we even install the roofing, because we know that worst case scenario, our roofing is going to last 50 years. When it comes to metal roofing, worst case scenario, you're going to have to paint it 35 years down the road. So if that's the case, why not take all of those steps and truly give this the last roof it needs? The last roof of your lifetime, maybe the house's lifetime. If we can go to homes that are 100 years old and see building materials that have lasted 100, 150 years old, or in some places a lot longer than that, we're capable of it today, and it just takes a few steps. And Denny, I think you had the best analogy when we were asked this question years ago, and it was, you wouldn't paint a rusty car, would you?
No.
You know, let's get down to the bare metal, and then let's restore this thing back to its original beauty, and hopefully make it last longer than the original paint job did.
Back to a good preparation. Always good preparation.
Yes, sir. Always.
We just have 2 minutes to go on the show, Andy. This texter, does peppermint oil repel raccoons? They love to be under our high deck, so we've used rags soaked with ammonia to prevent having a latrine there. Peppermint oil would sure smell better. Haven't heard that term latrine in quite a few years.
Yeah, it's a good use of the word latrine. It should. The reason why, anywhere like mothballs work, similar instances with the peppermint oil and why I put them in the attic, it's just as much for raccoons and squirrels as it is mice. So I would say that it would work. I would try it and see what happens.
Andy, this is a brand new month of June now, which is hard to believe, but I know Linda's has some special deals. In 20, 30 seconds, tell us about them, would you?
Yes, sir. We have free labor on installation of Infinity Windows by Marvin. That's 100% off of labor, and then 50% off labor on LeafGuard gutters and GAF asphalt roofing. So free labor on Infinity Windows by Marvin and 50% off labor on GAF roofing and LeafGuard gutters.
Fantastic. And again, the easiest number to remember and to give them a call this coming week, whatever you might need, 844-9-LINDIS. That's 844-9-LINDIS. Andy, I hope you have a good week, and let's try to get together next week if you have time.
Sounds wonderful, Denny. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. And you as well. Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction. Yeah, give him a call, 844-9-LINDIS. Any questions? They'd be glad to answer them. 844-9-LINDIS. Now, what are we expecting weather before we send it to CBS News? Chances of showers and thunderstorms today, that's probably going to be diminishing. You may see a few where you are. But we hope to see a little bit of sunshine, gradual clearing later today. Highs near 77. Overnight tonight, skies will remain clear. Should be a nice night. 59, the overnight low. Very small chance of showers and thunderstorms for your Sunday, and that probably in the late afternoon. Right now, 63 degrees. Denny Long, thank you for your company.